News Trap and The Laird. Gerald was a racehorse. Of course, he raced under a more impressive name, Phoenician Warrior or something, but he was Gerald to his mates. One of J.D. Salinger's stories depicts Seymour Glass reading a story to help a baby sleep. An ancient Chinese story about a man being sent out to find the superlative horse in the kingdom. The man returns with a dun mare, sends a note to the king, hoping he is happy with the black stallion he has delivered. The superlative horse in the kingdom. The king realizes the man he has sent to seek the superlative horse no longer sees external features. He sees only the inner value of things and is capable of judging more important things than horses. Gerald was the superlative horse in the land. He was the fastest, possessed the easiest nature, and could run all day without getting weary. There was only one problem with Gerald. Gerald didn't care if he won or not. Gerald would enter the mounting yard, say hello to all the other horses, wish everyone well. He was a calming influence, a pleasure to work with. Then he'd race to the front of the field, pure joy as he ran so fast, so sure-footed. But no matter what the jockey did or said, he would slow down, drop back to the last of the race, settle in for a chat with his slower buddies. Then he'd rip back up to the front, sometimes accidentally finding himself the first across the line, other times a creditable fourth or fifth. Gerald didn't care either way. He just enjoyed the run around and the other horses and the atmosphere of the track, all the silly humans behaving like fools for his amusement. He won often enough to be worthwhile for his connections, but there was another problem. A big problem. Gerald's attitude seemed to rub off on the other horses. Over time, more and more races were looking pretty strange to the stewards, horses running at three-quarter pace, apparently just enjoying the run, drifting up and down the field like wild horses, not like racehorses. Eventually, eyes turned to Gerald. Other owners seemed to think he was the problem. Gerald was the problem. It was impossible to deny. Every horse Gerald raced against suddenly became less competitive, less concerned with winning. The gambling industry, legal and illegal, was furious. There were plans to assassinate Gerald. His owners were threatened. Gerald was retired. Gerald didn't mind. Racing wasn't his idea. As long as there were other horses to hang out with and run around with, he was happy. And he enjoyed his work with the mares. Then some in the industry became concerned about Gerald's offspring. Would they possess his traits? All of them? In Salinger's story, it suggested the tale of the sage and the superlative horse may be too sophisticated to read to a baby to help her back to sleep. Seymour Glass reassures all the baby can understand at least the gist of things. But there was no king, no sage, no one to seek and find Gerald, to understand and cherish him. Gerald was found dead in his stable one morning. His owners were relieved. The saga was over. They'd been frightened. The other horses soon forgot. And Gerald became a modern fable. The superlative horse, dead in a stable. Trap and the Laird is supported by some to keep it free for all. For details, please see the show notes.